with Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. Thousands of landowners have failed to clean up properties before the bushfire season, prompting an urgent warning from the Country Fire Service to act or risk losing everything. As the Adelaide and Mount Lofty regions prepare for the start of this year's season on Wednesday, the Advertiser can reveal metropolitan councils have issued at least 5,000 bushfire cleanup notices to people with untidy blocks. It's a slight decrease from figures reported last year, but a 13% jump from 2020, one of SA's worst bushfire seasons in history. Residents in Port Adelaide Enfield were the worst offenders for unkempt yards and blocks, with over 1,200 notices issued. And to read more of the story, you can with a subscription at advertiser.com.au or download the app. The small Eyre Peninsula town of Kimber will be home to a $320 million nuclear waste facility for Australia, with Resources Minister Keith Pitt confirming that the federal government has acquired land to build the complex. Mr. Pitt said the decision to choose Kimber provided a solution that eluded consecutive governments for more than 40 years. In August, Mr. Pitt said the 211-hectare site at Napandandy Farm, 24 kilometres west of Kimber, was the preferred location for the dump, which will store low-level radioactive waste permanently and some intermediate waste for several decades. Opponents believe a nuclear waste dump would ruin the area's clean, green image, although a ballot run by Kimber Council in 2019 found 62% of residents supported the facility. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
South Australia's recorded a spike in contact tracing check-ins and COVID-19 testing as the state's borders reopen. Nearing the 12-month anniversary of QR codes, Department of Premier and Cabinet figures show the number of people checking in has risen more than 11% in a week. Separate SA Health figures show a surge in people having COVID-19 tests in recent weeks, almost doubling in the past fortnight alone. And in basketball, Adelaide 36ers have won the Loggins Bruton Cup after an undefeated NBL Blitz campaign ended with yesterday's 72-67 win against Brisbane Bullets. Adelaide worked its way back into the contest after trailing by double digits early and led by a point at halftime before Brisbane again assumed a narrow edge. With the game on the line, it was a massive three-pointer from 36ers import Todd Withers that gave Adelaide a three-point edge down the stretch before new captain Mitch McCarron iced the deal at the foul line. And that's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Park Lee Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.